This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 730, Saida's IELTS Overall 8 and Writing Woes.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll meet Three Keys student Saida, hear about her excellent overall 8 on IELTS, and get advice for breaking through writing challenges. Good morning, or afternoon, or evening, IELTS Energy listeners. We have an awesome guest today from Iran. Saida, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jessica, for your kind words.
You are awesome, and I'm so happy we get to talk to you today. So you are here to share your IELTS journey. And of course, you're here because you got awesome scores, but we're going to dig into this today. So Saida, tell us, why are you taking IELTS?
For this general module I'm taking, it's just for immigration to Canada.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. And what scores do you need for that? Because I know a lot of students out there have the same dream as you do.
Yeah. The point is that they are kind of tough now, especially in writing, which is the tough skill, I would say, for us as an international people, not English speakers. And that writing part is really hard for us to get that 7.
For sure.
And it makes a big change. The difference between, for example, writing 7 and writing 6.5 is the total score, for example, between 405 to 470.
Oh my gosh, that's insane.
That's huge change, yeah.
And it's just half a band point.
Half a band. That's half a band, but that has a very, I don't know why they made that this possible.
Yeah, but that is surprising, though. Like, I would think more points should be awarded for the skills you're going to use most, like the listening and the speaking. Like, to be part of a community or a society, it's about that sort of communication. Like, how often are you exchanging notes with people? Like, that's weird.
It's weird, but they kind of actually make that under the skill that is adaptability. So they want to be sure that you're adaptable to jobs here. And through writing, you need to do that.
You know what? That actually makes a lot of sense to me. And that connects with what you said earlier about writing being the most difficult part of the exam from an international standpoint. Because so much of what you're graded on is about how you can communicate the way we do in English, right? It's not just about grammar or whatever we break down language into usually. It's about the overall communicative effect and how a lot of cultures communicate in writing is completely different to how we do.
And to be honest, Iranians are awful in writing and documenting things. Seriously. If you let us talk, we can talk forever.
Right.
But if you tell us, okay, write what you just said, and then we go just dumb. We can't do that. So even if you ask me write in Farsi, I will give you a very poor writing. That's not only the language. It's the writing and it's organizing ideas itself.
Yes.
So I'm not poor in vocabulary, grammar structure, but I really need to work more on my organizing writings.
So this is a really good takeaway, though, as like the first point that I want to make for future test takers out there. Guys, if you also come from a culture in which writing is not the norm or even a highly valued part of communication, right, then you need to start writing immediately. And I'm not talking about IELTS essays. You simply need to improve the fluency of writing, right? The ease or the comfort of writing. So start journaling. Okay. Like, mm-hmm. I'll put a link to some other resources where I've talked about journaling because it's so important. Guys, come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 730. So Saida, that's some advice for you too. Start journaling.
Okay. Yeah, sure. The point is that I actually don't care about immigration anymore. I just want to improve my writing and I get,
oh gosh.
You know, that is my, I don't care about immigration, seriously. I improved all my skills, but this writing is on my nerves. I have to beat that.
Okay, so let's get into it. We're going to dig into the writing today for sure, but let's talk about the IELTS journey, all right? Let's get some details here. So how many times have you taken the exam?
Not many, just three.
Okay, but you know, we wish it were just once, right? We all wish it could just be once.
No.
So what were your most recent scores?
I had three, but one of them was academic, so something else. And I had two general. The latest general I had, I got overall 8.
Awesome.
And listening 8.5. Reading 8.5, speaking 8, and writing, don't laugh at me, writing 6.
Oh, gosh. I would never laugh at you. I laugh all the time, but not at you, Saida.
But I laughed at myself when I saw the score. I was just laughing the whole day. Oh, what the heck is this? Getting 6 and writing and all overall 8. It was so funny.
Now, when did you get into Three Keys IELTS?
Actually, it's an interesting story. The first general I wanted to take, I didn't know anything and I was just kind of searching around on the net to find a good resource. I couldn't find you actually till the last night of the exam. So,
oh, dang. That's too late.
That was too late, but it really helped me. So I'm not a bad speaker, but before the exam, I was just getting so nervous and I was just inarticulate. I couldn't speak. And friends were just, what's wrong with you? You are a good speaker. Just talk. Yeah. And then but I couldn't. So I searched on YouTube, speaking sample, these things. And then we just encountered your channel.
Awesome.
I said, oh, that's a good thing. So I listened to a couple of them. I actually get back my self-confidence.
Nice.
And, yeah, and actually that only 3 hours of listening to your videos helped me to get 7.5 in the last general, so in the speaking.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah. So after that, I decided to, for the next IELTS, I definitely would do this with Jessica. So,
fantastic.
No one else.
That's awesome. Yeah, our YouTube videos have helped a lot of people in speaking for sure. But, if we look at your scores, so these strategies, the sample answers and such, helped you to get confidence. You got a 7.5 in speaking, but you still were able to increase that even more once you had the complete system.
Yeah, I increased half a band at least.
That's awesome. Yeah. What about for listening and reading? Did our strategies also help you there?
Definitely, you know, it's a funny story, but I want to share because many students have this. When I get to the course, one of the strategies in listening, I would say, what the heck is Jessica telling me? It's wrong. I've done this before and I did it differently. So I'm not going that way. I'm not listening to her.
And then wait, what? Saida.
Okay. No, I'm kidding. I was just telling myself. I said, okay, stop, follow the system. And then I actually did that and it was really helpful.
Awesome.
So I would never do the stupid way I was doing before. So I stick to your method and for example, my friend asked, oh, what do you do for listening? For example, I just listened to that British accent, nice guy. I say, what? Why you do that? You should read in advance. I said, no, it's not the system. So I'm not doing that. So yeah, that was really helpful. No, that was
That's
really
awesome.
Helpful. And you know, I took IELTS classes when I was back home and they actually tell us completely different thing that it didn't work.
Yeah. You know, because I think a lot of times teachers are trying to prove their usefulness, right? So we want to make it seem trickier than it is. You know what I mean? Like,
I know exactly. To make it challenging, to make it challenging.
Right. Well, like to prove to students that you need me, right? Like, exactly. Okay, this is the inside trick. Don't do what they're telling you, do this. But what I tell you in the course is like, guys, like just follow the instructions.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so funny. Yeah. So what scores did you get before for listening and reading? Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. If you want to approach your next IELTS exam with cool, calm, and confidence, become a Three Keys IELTS student. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach.
Before, I've never been higher than 8 in reading in any of my IELTS tests.
Okay.
So now I'm 8.5 and awesome. I could have been 9. I really am expected 9 for reading. I don't know what I did wrong. I had only one mistake, so I don't know what was that. I'm not sure. Okay. But I've never been higher than 8 before. And awesome. Now I am. And for listening, I got the chance to get 8.5 one more time, but in the second IELTS general I did, and mm-hmm. I didn't practice actually, the one that I found you last minute. I got 7.5 in that.
Oh, crazy. So okay.
In my academic, I get 8.5, then I got 7.5, so decrease a lot, and then I'm 8.5. Yeah. With your system.
Sometimes when we're seeing fluctuations in our score, and this happens a lot with students when they haven't, like, they've prepared to some extent, but not with like one system. So they're kind of grabbing strategies from a bunch of different people. What ends up happening is you will see fluctuations in your score because some tests are easier than others, you know?
Yeah.
But my goal as a teacher of Three Keys IELTS is like, it doesn't matter how difficult the test is, right? It shouldn't matter what topics come up. If you have the right strategies, then this is how you get the answers every time. So if you are,
with your listening system, I would never go down the 8.5. Never.
That's fantastic. So those are great scores, right? So, I mean, just fantastic. Now let's talk about the writing. Okay. So looking back, why do you feel like you got that 6? Do you have any idea?
I do have a couple of ideas.
Okay. Please share them with us.
Thank you. Sure. That was the greatest score. I got 6. Okay. No, I'm kidding. So I think the most important was that I didn't actually write. I didn't practice writing much. So that was my fault. I could have done better practice before the exam. But the point is that on the exam day, what I made mistake, I think I'm better in writing task two than task one. I know that task one is easier, but we just, what is my problem? And I found everyone else has this problem. It's just, we just get to talking about introduction things, repeating the questions.
Yeah.
So it takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of, you know, kind of word counts that you don't need and you don't get a score on them. So, that was my mistake. And I mixed up 2 bullet points on the exam date. So, because it was so topic, it was so general topic for me as a student. It was writing, applying for a work advertisement, something like that. And I brainstormed. But when I writing, I was just go back to my style of writing email, for example, to my prof or anyone. So when I get back to the question, I say, oh crap, I mixed up 2 bullet points in the first paragraph. So I was obliged to erase. And then so it was kind of a messy, messy exam. And then half an hour, I was on task one.
Oh no. Okay. Yeah. So the first thing you said was that people think task one is easier. And that is true in academic. An academic task one is it should be a no-brainer. If you have the Three Keys strategies, academic task one is a no-brainer, literally. But it's a whole different story for general task one. I think general task one is harder than task two because the topics vary widely. They do in task two as well. But the thing is, like, it's impossible to know what to expect as far as like the template for task two. You know, you can organize your ideas like this every time. You know, yeah. You can use these transition phrases every single time, but you can't do that in task one.
No,
because
no.
The functions and what you have to do vary so widely from letter to letter. So task one, general, I think takes a lot more preparation than task two. And if you start off in a panicked way and you lose time, task two, you're ruined. Like you're already nervous and like stumbling, and then you don't have enough time. So it's impossible to do your best in task two if A, you're already scatterbrained, right? And B, you only have 30 minutes. Like that's impossible.
Oh, you have no idea. I got extra paper in the last 2 minutes.
Oh gosh.
Because I didn't have a space for my last sentence. So how was under stress. So.
Oh, you poor thing. Okay, Saida, when is your next exam?
I'm planning to register for July 27th.
July 27th. Okay, cool. Yes. So as we're recording this, we're recording it in advance, but you have some time, right? Like you have a couple months, let's say. So Saida, what is, and guys, this is advice for all test takers out there. If you're trying to improve your writing score, first of all, don't write any more letters or essays right now. Like it's obvious if you're getting a 6 or a 6.5, if you're not getting the score you need, you need to go backwards a little bit, right? Don't keep writing essays or letters because you're going to keep getting the same score. So we have to figure out what's happening there first. So what you need to do is review the strategies. And I know you've reviewed them. I know you've watched them, but go back. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Especially focus on the answer part of the modules where I give you the models and how you should be writing. So focus on that. And also think about, guys, when you're comparing, when you're reading model essays or model letters, think about how is this different than yours? And of course, if it's a native speaker writing it, it's going to be a lot different. Don't expect to write the same thing. But nevertheless, look at the ideas, because in my models, for example, the ideas are deceptively simple. It's not you're not graded on the ideas. You're graded on how you communicate them, right? So I haven't seen your writing yet, but I will. You're going to get some feedback from me soon, right?
Yes. I registered for some feedback sessions.
Yes. So my guess, my supposition is that coming into the test with such a high level of English as you, I think you're probably overthinking it a little bit. And this would apply to task one as well, because we're also creative in task one. So my advice to you would be, first of all, really limit your brainstorm. Okay, limit that planning time and write down the first ideas you think of, and don't let yourself change your mind. While you're writing, don't let yourself change your mind.
Don't laugh at me. Sometimes I brainstorm, I write something else. Then I go back to my brainstorm. Oh, what the heck? I wrote something else. It's not even my idea. So, yeah, I know what you mean, but I always do that.
I know. Okay. So my guess was correct, I think. Just fundamentally, it's not about your ideas, right? And literally the first idea you think of, it's usually the most obvious, the most simple, and that is what you want to go with. Okay. Because then what that does is it makes my job easier as an examiner, because I can read your essay or your letter and I could think, oh, yes, that is obviously about this bullet point. Or yes, this is obviously about the task two question. And that is exactly the state of mind you want me to be in. Because then I'm like, oh, this is easy to understand. I'm thinking 7 or higher for task. And then it's your job to impress me in the other categories. So all of the linking words from the templates in the course, right? All of the vocabulary, like the academic list we give you, all of that stuff that's your job. You need to be putting that in your essay. Do you feel like you had organized ideas in task two, or was the time too short to do that?
I actually was able to organize, but you know, because I was in so rush, I don't even remember if I answer the question itself, you know. If right. I know that it was about, for example, children should stop playing video games and instead going back to reading books something. Yeah. But I'm not sure if I was on topic. I talked about these two and organized my say about that, but I'm not sure if I, because I was in rush, I didn't do, you know, keyword picking correctly probably, right. or so I'm not sure if I was really on topic or okay. off topic. So that's the point.
Okay. So here's some thoughts about that. And again, this is for all you test takers out there. Before the exam, you need to practice enough to be very confident in the timing, right, Saida? So before your next exam, you're going to be timing yourself while you're writing for about 3 weeks before you do the exam. You're going to focus on timing, okay? But before that, take a step back. So as I said, review, but then the next step is to really focus on the brainstorm and the planning, because that's how we make sure to stay on topic, not while we're writing. We don't want to leave it open there. So while you are in that preparation stage, print out like 5 task 1 questions, 5 task 2 questions, and only practice brainstorming. So 3 minutes to plan for task 1, 5 minutes to plan for task 2. And the steps there, guys, for brainstorming, what you need to do first when you read the question, underline the keywords in the question. And then when you brainstorm, check back to the question a couple times to make sure that your reasons, your examples, your details, everything is directly connected to that topic, right? And in general training task 1, every sentence has to be connected to a bullet point or it doesn't help your score at all. So that's especially important there. And then once you get strong at the brainstorming, then you're ready to continue the process and start the writing phase again, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get your point.
All right. All right. Saida.
I'm writing down your notes.
Awesome. Saida, do you have any last words of advice for all of our listeners out there? They're going to take their exam soon.
Oh, yeah. Just stick to Jessica and then. Awesome. And then, yeah, she's awesome. The system is working. I do believe in that. And then just practice hard and read a lot. I'm now reading to improve my writing and my vocabulary. Perfect. I'm reading The Economist. So it's really helpful.
Perfect. Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah, actually, I listened to a British podcast called No Such Thing as a Fish, and they have a special offer to get an economist for free. So listen to No Such Thing as a Fish, practice the British accent, and you can also get a free magazine. So there's a tip for you guys. Okay. That's fantastic. Saida, I think you handled your score well, even though one part of it was disappointing. You know sort of what went wrong and what to fix before next time. So the next time you come on the show, right, you're going to be a 2-time guest. You're going to tell us how you went from a 6 to an 8 in writing, okay?
Perfect. Yeah, I would love to do that. I will do that. I promise.
All right, Saida. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.